Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bott. It's Tuesday, though. Linda is on assignment. Good morning, everybody. The 9th of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. And they're just a bunch of good people over there. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Sue.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Sue. Whoa, that was loud.
Oh. I'm kind of loud.
You have a big voice. We have to tell Liam to keep turning it up. Well, thanks for stepping in for one of our other producers today who is sick.
Yep, easy. Easy peasy.
How many days have you missed? You haven't missed very many days.
Not
very
many.
I haven't missed any. Okay, maybe two in 14 years. And that was, I don't know. Maybe we just came up under a different group. Anyway, how are you?
I am doing very well. Yeah, very, very well.
Cool. And you did a great job last Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
All the hosts did. Ted Lighty, Blake, Blake Fisher. You know, I want to call him Blake Lively.
And he's so good.
Only because that fits him, you know? Blake, you know, from Viva Downtown, because he is lively, even though that's not his name. But he just kind of reminds me of a, you know, he is just always moving, always positive.
He was very good. So it was a pleasure to have him in.
Cool. Hey, do you have the weather?
I do. Today in the North Valley, you can expect decreasing clouds at a high of 73. A little breezy north. West winds around 5 to 9 miles per hour tonight, mostly clear and a low of 48. Sunny throughout the rest of the week. Tomorrow's high 73, 81 for Thursday, 91 by Friday. We're going to jump up to 96 by Saturday and the 90s by Sunday. Lows dropping down in the 50s and then the 60s by Friday. So definitely warmer weather headed our way.
Cool. Okay, hey, the weather... What did you just say? Cooler weather?
Warmer weather. Warmer cooler, sorry.
No. Who knows when I heard that? I was looking around. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson that is treats their customers like friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They got special plans for people over there. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay, Turtle Bay couldn't make it this morning, which is too bad because I always like catching up with Turtle
They're
Bay.
Always good. Got
mm-hmm. So we're just going to have to jump in here for the first half hour and kind of be open line, but also talk about some things going on, like how'd you like showing up this morning in Zero Dark 30 and you had somebody sleeping?
That is so scary for me.
I know it is. And what I'm talking about is a person without permanent residence is in an alcove right next to our office. And I called the police to see if they could move them on because we are a business. We're open and would like to have, you know, my employees, or not my employees, but my coworkers, I should say, come to work and feel safe.
Yeah, I did not. When I first pulled up, and here's the thing, I have my husband follow me to work every day now, because when I show up, it just doesn't feel, and just because it's dark out, and because, you know, things like that do happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just have to be prepared, and it's, you know, showing up when it's, what, he's less than 5 feet from our door.
Yep.
So, I know.
Anyway, I called a while ago. He's still there. Or she. They asked me the color or the race. And I said, I don't know.
No, he's all covered up.
And then they asked me if it's a male or female. And I said, I don't know. They're all covered up. You can't miss them, though. There's like a ton of stuff. They've got a shopping cart.
Did you see the fan?
The electric fan.
The electric fan.
The electric, you know, big, I'm not talking a little electric fan. We're talking big electric fan. So he must plug that in someplace. He knows summer's on its way. Or she. Or whoever it is.
Right.
We've had one behind our business that was covered totally with a quilt, I don't know, a couple months ago, and that was a woman. And I, you know, at first I just kind of walked through, and I came out later to make sure she wasn't, you know, dying or something.
Right.
And she was okay. She was just, you know, that's where she was sleeping. Okay. Let's talk rodeo. Starting this weekend, my friends, yes, the 13th, even though the official rodeo, the Extreme Bull starts next week, but on Saturday, it's Mutton Busting Slack. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Slack is when you've got a lot of contestants vying for the ability to compete in the rodeo that night, and they usually take the top 10 performers. Well, mutton busting is the same thing. We have like 150 candidates to ride a sheep. And so on Saturday, May 13th, starting at 4 p.m., it's Mutton Busting Slack. And if you want your kid, your child, to try this out, you just need to sign up for it. They may already, in fact, have as many as they can take right now. But then, so what they do is they'll run them through, and that starts at 4. And then at 5 o'clock, the Reading Rodeo Steak Feed starts at 5 o'clock right at the rodeo grounds. We've rolled the arena, and it is a super, super event, the Steak Feed. A lot of people, great food, music, they got it all there. And then on Tuesday, May 16th, the Hall of Fame, for the first time, the Reading Rodeo Association, this is our inaugural Hall of Fame dinner, and we're honoring six different people or animals that have contributed to the historic 75 years of the Reading Rodeo. And that's going to be Tuesday, May 16th. That gala may be sold out by now. Wednesday, May 17th, Extreme Bulls and Barrels, and also Native American Appreciation Night. Native dancers, the national anthem will be played by a nationally renowned Native American flautist, Randy McGinnis, who will be playing the national anthem on an Indian flute. I've heard it, and it's just, it brings tears to your eyes. Then Thursday, of course, in the morning, if you want to go down and watch Slack, that's at 10. And then it's Reading Rodeo Family Night that night. We're going to be giving away tickets starting this week for the rodeo for next week. Friday, of course, is Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast starting at, I think they said 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Chicks and Chaps goes at 10 a.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. I don't think there's any tickets left for that, but you just go to the website of readingrodeo.com and you can find out. But they have about 100 ladies go down there. They get they get introduced to rodeo. They have an opportunity to for raffle items. They have they're going to have Dr. Ian Grady there to talk about breast cancer. It's just a way of raising funds for our local breast cancer programs we have here. And then on Saturday night, Reading Rodeo, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night, starting at 7 o'clock. That's Friday night, Tough Enough to Wear Pink, starting at 7. Saturday, the Reading Rodeo Parade, and then Saturday night, final night of the rodeo, it's Reading Rodeo Armed Forces Night. And by the way, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard will be with us again. This is their, 10th or 11th time in a row they have been up here to ride the colors in. They also participate in like 40 different things going on around town, including the Monday, the Special Kids Day, is also going to be at the rodeo grounds. So, that's what's happening. So, it starts this Saturday, and Rodeo Week is coming. Next week, we've got a number of guests on, including, hopefully, John Payne, the one-armed bandit. We've interviewed him before when we were down at the national finals, and this guy is a hoot. He has stories like you can't believe about being in rodeo, something like 15 times the professional rodeo or the national finals rodeo performer of the year. I'm sorry, the PRCA performer of the year. I mean, this guy does miracles out there in the arena. Okay, time to take our first break. And I'm choking to death here. Did you, there was a little change this year in the IRS. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but we're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated. We push local businesses here, as you know. We've been doing business with Cornerstone Community Bank, been very, very satisfied with that. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, the other over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch there. Newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back. I'm so excited.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday, 7:20 in the morning here on the 9th of May. My gosh, rodeo's coming. Cool April Nights just finished. This is going to be a busy, busy month. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated. Two really great people running that store. Four Winds Jewelry has been around for about 30 years. And Leonard had it first. Now Rebecca and Henry bought it from them. And I tell you what, Linda's birthday's coming up quick, so you know I'm going to be down there talking to Rebecca. It's a great place. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Okay, the city of Reading is asking for community participation in the 2023 general plan survey ahead of the general plan update. Now, you know what this has to do with. It's going to be riverfront, my friends, and here's your chance to get in on this survey. The city of Reading is asking community members from various age groups and walks of life to take the general plan survey by Saturday, May 20th. So you've got a couple weeks. It just came out today. So go to cityofreading.org/general plan. That's cityofreading.org/general plan. I'm going to go fill it out today. Sue, I want you to go fill it out today.
Sure.
I think it's just a good idea. Get involved, my friends. And then when they bring it up and they will have public meetings, make sure you attend. Have a say in what's happening to that riverfront. Keep the rodeo. Keep our ambiance that we have in our city. Keep the $8 million coming in from that rodeo. But also, let's look at how we can make that riverfront beautiful, can put some, put businesses down there that reflect our community, clean up that whole riverside down there. When you have businesses there, it means your homeless problem along the river kind of starts disappearing. But get involved with it. Now, the Epic Times arrived at my house. I don't have a subscription, but it arrived the other day. It had a lot of really interesting articles in it. This one that really got my attention is the IRS is paid $23 billion less in tax refunds for 2023 filing season. $23 billion less than it usually gives, with the average refund amount found to be lower by nearly $300. Did you know that? Have you've done your taxes? You got it back?
Okay, what was your question again? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're in
working
there.
Okay, on the computer in here.
The IRS is paying $23 billion less in tax refunds, and average a refund amount found to be lower by nearly $300.
Really? Yeah. I haven't found anything lower in my world.
No, your refund. The taxes have gone up.
Yeah.
But the refunds have gone down. They've issued over 69 million refunds collectively for about almost $199 billion for the week ending April 7th, according to the agency's filing statistics, compared to the $222 billion in refunds handed out in the 2022 season. So it's about $23 billion shorter. And it's interesting. I mean, we've just hired 89,000 new people in there.
Right, and they're going to be going after the people that are working.
They say they don't. If you're making under $400,000, you have nothing to worry about.
Really? Is that what they say?
I pay every year.
Nobody
believes that.
I pay. I don't know.
What they do is they may not come out after you like, hey, we're going to audit you, though they could. Mm-hmm. What they're going to do is they're going to say, nope, you're claiming too much, so we have found that you owe us, or no, you were not paying us enough. You owe us $100 or $150. And nobody's going to go to court over $150. But add that up several, you know,
right?
The
fact that
several million people, that adds up quick.
What about the IRS agents being armed and buying all that ammunition and all those weapons and all the training?
But
they're saying they're not going to be sending them door to door.
Well, here's the thing is, this came up before.
And I was curious your take on it.
Well, this has come up before. Years ago, when they said, when there was an ammo shortage, why was the government buying for the IRS and Treasury and other groups? Why are you buying so much ammunition? And they say we buy it in bulk, you know, for training and all this for over the years. But that's, you know, it's really not the point. The point is how many IRS agents are going in like SWAT to, you know, it seems to me if they're going in and they want to take a business over, are they going in like SWAT? Or don't they have like the police? Or don't they have another federal agency like the U.S. Marshals comes in with them? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is.
I was just wondering because, you know, the more I read about it, the more I'm thinking, wow, this are we becoming a police state?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
I was looking at something because the state of California, and we're going to have to do a much longer segment on that, on this, is reparations. There are people screaming that there should be $200 million presented. That was one of the figures I saw. It goes up or down. To every black individual, every black individual in the state, $200 million. The least I have seen is a minimum of $350,000. It goes by how many years you hear it. Now, that was the reparations group that figured this out. It's still got to go into the our Democrat House or Democrat Assembly and Senate. But when I heard that, I thought, since living in California is on a scale. When I moved to California, and I've been stationed here in California several different times. I was living down in San Diego before I went back. When the Marine Corps asked me to come back on active duty for that little excursion to Iraq. And then I came back up here to Reading. When I came back, I moved to Reading. And the balance scale for living in Reading, it was mainly Reading, Shasta County, and California, was full-on pro, you know, live here. But over the last 14 years, there have been stone after stone put into the other side of the scales. So, you know, it's balancing closer and closer. A big stone would be reparations if it dropped. You know, about why am I staying here getting taxed to pay for reparations for people? Why would we give people cash? If you're seeing if the problems are in education, why don't you go down and actually build schools and have teachers there in the inner cities or in areas that would help? How about helping people get loans for houses where you can build generational wealth? How about that? You know, giving just pure cash is something that I don't understand. But that's... That's a 30-minute or an hour segment, and we're going to have a number of people in here to discuss this. The Chicago police have just advised all of the store owners to put in bulletproof glass.
No doubt. They should have done it a long time ago.
Bulletproof glass in Chicago. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? Quick and Clean Car Wash. Now that the rain has stopped, I'm heading over again with my truck. And going through there, I get the Platinum Wash because it does everything, and it costs me less than $20. The truck comes out looking beautiful, waxed, clean. Friendly people there. They wipe off your vehicle with a big fluffy soft towel, clean towel. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10 and get 3 free. It's a locally owned business. They've been there a long time. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. I like to move it. Welcome move back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 7:33 in the morning here on the 9th of May. And this portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. It's back open and stocked with fruit trees, blueberries, strawberry plants. They carry veggies, herbs, and much more. This is a great place. It's locally owned, locally operated. Check out the new statuary at Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road. It's a quarter of a mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday. Yeah, it's at time to start planting again. Looks like the rain's over. I'm here with Catherine Nerbon. That's right. There is an R in there. Nerbon. Okay, get in front of that.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Can you hear me good?
I can hear you. Okay. Now, just make sure you speak into that mic. There you go. You have a business here in town that just kind of like I never heard of, but it's like growing and it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yes, we're opening up this year. We opened in September. I did open in the Hilltop location. I have Nano VR Escape. It's a virtual reality gaming and learning center. I've decided to provide Shasta County with access to all the virtual reality gaming. But on top of it, I'm trying to implement virtual reality and virtual reality concepts into actual medical needs and what I consider valuable life implications other than just gaming. So my children are gamers, and I have a 21-year-old and a 14-year-old. I've been being forced gaming, and we're using those in quotations. Of course, I'm supportive of their of everything, but I wasn't as avid into gaming or even virtual reality as a life value until my children, basically, like I was saying, forcing me into seeing what there is. And so I'm naturally a nurse. That's what I chose to do when I first became an adult. I became a nurse. And I was looking at ways to make it more well-rounded, and I've discovered that virtual reality already is being implemented into nursing, into medical, into counseling. One of the biggest things that they've used it for that's beyond me is called VRET. It's virtual reality exposure therapies. And so they're able to give artificial environments to people like firefighters who've had flashover burns and even veterans to do their exposure therapy. They create virtual environments to expose them versus the real environment and just the baby step processes. And so once I started looking into that, I've discovered that they have these chairs, they have treadmills. I went ahead and purchased all of the VR stuff that I could find.
Okay. I hold my hand up because she is so stoked on this, and I can understand that. Virtual reality is this where they put the goggles on?
Oh, yes,
on.
Good point. Yes. Okay, this is...
You've got to tell us
about what that is. I forget that. I think automatically that everybody knows what VR even means. I forget that no one even knows what it means, let alone what it is.
Well, I think a lot of people have seen the commercials of, you know, people wearing these goggles and then funny things happening on YouTube. But these are... people can play games. They can
We got simulators, which you do life things like tennis, golf, skiing, rock climbing. I have STEM accredited programs, so you can actually learn in them. We have 22 that are STEM accredited.
Wow.
And then I also have an e-sport platform.
So what's that?
E-sports is another thing that's growing. A lot of e-sports. E-sports, right.
Okay.
So the e-sports has been growing in the last few years and being more accepted in the schools, and I have an actual tournament location.
Okay, now an e-sport would be kids that can participate in a sport, but it's
virtual internet. Yes, internet. And it's not just sports itself. It's actually
What kind of sports are they?
So the Omniverse platform that I have a lot of running and running and gunning type of esports. I don't know if you were watching the Smash Brothers thing that was going on in the last few weeks. That was actually an esport tournament also. So there was a big thing about Mario Smash Brothers. And so what the kids do is they get together and just compete on an intellectual level. That's what esports has done, is they've decided to match brains like we usually do the normal sports, football and baseball.
So instead of being a physical...
It's a mental sport, correct. Esports, mental. Yes.
But is it like skiing or things like that, that you can compete?
Yes. My particular platform has 25 through the Omniverse. It's one that Elon Musk had promoted, and he had done some Kickstarter work with. So it is done through NVIDIA graphics card. But I'm only a site location. So let's say a school wanted to participate, or even a group of individuals, they would create a team through the Virtuix Omniverse platform, and then they could come to the shop and actually compete.
With other teams.
With other teams. Through the Omniverse platform.
I have a friend that's a gamer. and he participates internationally with people.
Yes, that he's probably doing it through esport type platforms for
I'm not sure what it is. Flying an F-18 and something like that, and you can build. I mean, you can build yourself a cockpit in your home. I mean, much more than you know what. I remember Pong. And yes. I remember Froggy. Remember Frogger?
Yeah, okay, I'd hate
remember
to,
Frogger, I'm, and you could just jump.
I'm on the tail end of that. Oh. Yes, I remember the only time on in the Pong. Remember where your paddle would almost go so slow that's why you would miss the ball.
I remember that one.
Yes, it had a lag issue to where you almost
and
miss
then Tetris and all this. But now people are driving Mach 2 cars and jets. But yours is somewhat different than that because it sounds like to me because you have. Combine this with learning and medical,
right. So I also, right now I am a vendor for the youth activity voucher.
Uh-huh.
And I can bring kids in and teach them. They can either do physical activity with the VR headsets. It literally counts your calories. It can tell you how many miles you've ran. I have sit and fit type programs for older people. And I know it sounds great. I have in my TikTok. A lovely 80-year-old lady, I want to keep her as a mascot, was just loving her VR hands. I haven't seen anybody giggle in the shop like that lady, even the youngsters.
VR hands.
Yes, so I put you through a tutorial app. The way that I do, you pay for a certain amount of time in the headset. It's $45 an hour without membership. With membership, it's $22.50.
Mm-hmm.
There's two ways to get the membership. You can buy in for the year. It's $75 if you buy in, and that cuts all prices down in half.
Okay.
And if you buy in, you get an hour a month free, or you can qualify. When you can come in, and if you show me your low income, just a food stamp card or a Medi-Cal card, you automatically get membership prices.
Okay.
So there's a qualifying factor, or if you don't qualify, you just buy in, and those that buy in get an extra perk of an hour a month free plate.
So do you have people that are just addicted to this?
Oh, my goodness. I'd hate to admit to it, but yes, I do. I do have a few people who've come in regularly.
You told me during the break this is something that you didn't do, but then you're watching your kids and you're going, wait a minute. And then the more you learned about it, you say, wait a minute, we can use this for other things than doom.
Exactly. Because I'd hate to admit it out there, you guys. I wouldn't promote and make a business if all we were doing was playing Doom and zombies because I'm a parent. It's irrelevant. Dory, we do have Doom and zombies, but I'm trying to show how VR can help people with the therapy portion, with working with, I'm working on a vendor right now for Far Northern.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this thing called Dino Days. It was an event that Far Northern put on at the casino, and I brought my roto chair. My roto chair is actually medical equipment. So several of the pieces of equipment that I bought in the shop, I didn't buy off of gaming venues. I bought them out of medical venues, and I've implemented them for dual purpose. I got flying in them, but the way that the roto chair works is there's a small pod on top of the headset that connects to the chair. And most, even quadriplegics who are disabled, they maintain a tiny amount of head movement. And what this does is it communicates with that tiny bit of head movement with the chair and give them 360 environment exploration. Meaning, if they turn their head a little bit, the chair turns their whole body around in a circle. So let's say we got a quadriplegic that was able to come in the shop and they have a tiny bit of head movement. I've loaded simulators, rock climbing, baseball, things that in their normal life are not as achievable. And I'm trying to use the virtual reality environment to give them back the mental connectivity of these activities.
Wow.
So they're not actually, you know, rock climbing in a sense.
No, of course not. But they are experiencing in their mind and what they're experiencing it, it's just via this virtual reality.
Correct. It's a small mind trick. It's surprising how, like, when you go and look at the Grand Canyon and you see the birds, you're not out of tune to where you don't realize it's an electronic program that's feeding you that information. However, you do actually have an emotional response to the experience. That's the eye-opening part that I noticed. You can get something called cyber sickness, so I have warned people about that. It's the equivalent of motion sickness because we're tricking our minds. We're telling our minds that we're flying, and then our minds will ask our legs if we're flying, and of course it gets mixed information because we're not actually flying, so we can get something called cyber sickness. But other than that, it's just like an amusement park for the kids. It's a learning thing for those that have ADD. We've put them in the programs, and because the programs will guide the lessons, the person is less likely to be left behind in the lesson.
I'm here with Catherine Nurbon, who has, what's the name of your business again?
Virtual reality, Nano VR Escape.
Nano VR Escape.
Yes.
And let me tell you, she is just, as you can tell, is a little fireball about this.
Yes.
And really sold on this. So, but we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. They have a home fall prevention program that you can apply for, and it's no cost to the people in the program, and the whole mission of this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program may be able to help you. To get into the program, get more information, give them a call at 530-842-1687. That's the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. We'll be right back with virtual reality.
Every night and every day now, never meaning what to say now, never saying what they mean, while they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:49 in the morning here on the 9th of May. About 49 degrees. It's going to be clear and sunshiny today, about, what, 70-something? 80-something?
Today's high, right around 73.
There we go. And this is going to be the perfect day.
Yes, 96 Saturday.
96 Saturday, yes. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick a call. You know, you need somebody on your side, and he is truly an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. When you call him at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation, and he may tell you that, nope, everything's going the way it's supposed to. However, if it's not, you need Patrick Gorman on your side. The insurance company's got thousands of lawyers. You need somebody that understands the law. It's got the biggest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right here and located in Palo Cedro. This guy will fight for you. He is a bulldog. Again, his phone number is 530-262-2168. I'm here with Catherine Nerbaum from Nano VR Escape, and I'm just getting overwhelmed by all the things about this. You know, everybody kind of knows VR. I mean, it's been around for a while. But I had no idea that you were tying this into the schools also. So talk to me about that.
Yes, what I've done, like I said, I have 22 STEM accredited programs. I have a learning library and a gaming library. And I have reached out to all the school districts, and I actually have the homeschool vendor enrichment certificates for the Reading School District. So anybody who is doing homeschooling through the Reading School District can actually use the virtual reality as one of the homeschool enrichment options.
Okay.
And
do you have to have, okay, can you get this over your computer at home?
Yes.
Or do you have to come in?
If you have the headset, of course you can.
Okay. So if you have the VR headset, you can take the STEM classes at home.
Yes.
Which is kind of the idea of homeschooling.
Or
this could be something also that can also help people maybe having a few problems understanding this.
Correct. Yes. Math and English. Yes. Yeah. Math and English seem to be our biggest, what I call stacking concepts. If you don't understand the last concept and you try to learn the new one, they don't stack well. And like I said, language, any language and math do this. In English, you don't necessarily have to understand verbs. You can start learning structure of the sentence and it won't affect the structure of the sentence. With math, you can't necessarily learn the next part of algebra until you've learned the last. And in the way that this program works, each individual kid could be at a different point in the lesson in the same environment. So they're not being left behind. They cannot pass until they understand that particular concept. So that's the way that the virtual reality headset, I believe, enhances education, because then we can literally let the headsets do the guiding ourselves. And so the teacher doesn't accidentally leave the kid behind.
Okay, because they could take these things over and over again.
Right. Well, yeah. So a person in Bay 2 could be stuck on audition for a couple. And then there's also the casting option. So the way that it works is that it's casted. Casting is when you project the visual of what the person in the headset is seeing onto a TV.
Mm-hmm.
So in the shop, you can walk around the shop and see what each person is doing through a TV that I have inside their bay. So you could notice if the person is stuck in the same portion of the lesson because they literally won't move on, and then you can actually help them by watching what they're doing and kind of grasp what they are or aren't understanding and then fill that little gap for them so their brain can understand the whole concept.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you could use this for anything then. If I wanted to learn about economics, there's probably some kind of VR program out there. If I said, okay, starting with economics 101, let's go to economics 505, and then just go through something.
It
like
gets
this.
Even better than that. In the okay. actual working industry, they have welding virtual reality units. So let's say that the Smart Center wanted to teach welding without, or even the Shasta College wanted to teach welding without buying a bunch of the welding sticks and rods. You could buy a virtual reality welding environment. They have it for skydiving. They have it for...
Let's go back to the welding thing. So you're sitting in there, and you've got your little hand things, obviously.
Right, they're controllers.
And you're looking at it, and then you are literally welding via VR.
Right, so you'd have to drag your hand.
The yep. right way. Mm-hmm. If you've not welded before, you've got to drag a certain way.
Right.
It's got to be a certain tempo and all this. My welding consisted of putting so much strength into a corner. However, it took my friend an hour to, you know, knock off and scrape off all the stuff. But it takes touch. It takes knowledge on it. So you can teach, but you still at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
You
yes.
got to get out
get
there.
Out there and do it.
But if your hands movements and your coordination is there, then you can go out and burn steel.
Without
a
the waste,
easier.
A lot. Yes, that's exactly what they're trying to say, is let's put the virtual environments in there as the baby steps to learning before we let them loose.
What about riding a bicycle?
If you had a piece of equipment, that one might be a gray area. So
yeah, because
the leg movement portion, you wouldn't be able to get down without a device.
Yeah, but I was thinking of balance mainly. So, yeah, okay, so we don't have that one.
Not yet. Now, listen, not yet, because what people don't realize is that our the viewfinder from our childhood is a direct link to virtual reality. So apparently...
You're what?
That, yeah, I know. Well, I have a field trip to explain
this. No,
the viewfinder. Remember our childhood viewfinder?
Oh,
we
you
click
kept
the clicking? Side?
Yeah.
Yes, and it would spin the little thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was actually a government science project or experiment trying to get to VR that fell short. And what the government did was offset it back to the general public. So they had anticipated that people were going to flip that flipper fast enough to create movement with those pictures.
Well, that was how the original moving pictures were. They had in these machines, and you could run a handle on it that spun these pictures, not spun them, but passed them through real fast, and it looks like a horse is running.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to bridge a lot of this understanding.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. We could almost look at these virtual reality headsets as the children's new electronic viewfinder, because nothing in that headset's actually moving. The same thing is still occurring. There's still, it's called FPS, your frame rate per second, which your graphic card controls, is literally doing exactly what you just said. It takes an electro server motor, a little electric motor, and flips still photos to a tune of, and right now the Oculus, which is the primary platform I use, is at 60 frame rates per second, 60 FPS. That's how many flat pictures.
Is what your brain can take in. It's almost the ideal number.
Right.
I was just reading about this. Okay, Catherine Nerbon from Nano VRscape. I mean, this is so much more than just getting out there and playing, rock climbing.
Right.
It is so much more than that. Where are you located at?
Right now, we had just moved. I was the virtual reality center by Chuck E. Cheese. However, we have moved to 2179 North Street. It's right across from the police department in Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And we've split the shop in half because there was a request from Susanville or Lassen County to have a Nano VR escape there. So
okay.
I took my large shop and split it into two so that I can serve everybody in Shasta County with the vendors the vendor certificates that I've already established, and I'm going to duplicate to do Lassen County, because Lassen County also has a far northern and they have schools and very little recreational things. So I'm going to go out there and set up also.
Catherine Nerbon, Nano VR Escape is building an empire, and you just heard about it here, because there are so many things you can do with this, and my friends, parents, grandparents, you need to take a look at this. Maybe go down and visit Nano VR Escape. Is it that link or that step that could help your kids maybe get to that next level in their education? What other things do they have there that could be, do you have like, could have a family night?
Yes, I do. I can. Yes, I have. I've created an entire kinesthetic type learning. So kinesthetic is the proper term for your doing learner. So we all know there's three types of learners, the physical learner, the visual learner, and the one that does it.
Uh-huh.
The legal term for that is kinesthetic learning. They have to be hands-on.
Yeah.
And we know that babies learn this way. We know about crinkle boards. We know about all kinds of stuff.
Linda has to see it. She's one of those people. No, that's Sue. Oh. My wife has to see things. And when she sees it, she's got it.
Right. So once you could see and touch it, but when you try to vocally explain stuff, that they by no fault of their own, they get confused. They visually, nothing pops up in their head, so they have nothing to relate it back to. So, yes, I've learned. Okay, so in the babies, we give them the boards to crinkle and touch, and we learn felt versus soft. We don't do anything in elementary school for a kinesthetic learner. Then at the college level and even the high school level, we're like, oh, what? ROP. ROP is a kinesthetic learning environment.
Okay. I'm here with Catherine Nerbon. We'll have her back on again. I may have to come down there and just take a look at it.
I would absolutely love to invite anybody to come down and pick my brain and see what it is I'm offering.
Nano VR Escape. She's down on North Street in Anderson, right across the street from the police department. You know what? This is extremely interesting. I really didn't know what I was getting into, and I think you sent me an email or something like that.
A gentleman that's familiar with you gave me your number to see if you'd be interested in my excitement level.
So. Oh, your excitement level is there. Okay. Thank you so much, Catherine. Hey, we're going to break for the news. When we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
I'm Rich Thomason. Congressional leaders of both parties pay a visit to the White House today for a meeting with President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says they'll talk about heading off a looming government default.
Both parties are firmly dug in ahead of this afternoon's sit-down session in the Oval Office. With the government at risk of being unable to meet its obligations in a matter of weeks, the president and top lawmakers need to find common ground. Mr. Biden wants a standalone vote in Congress to raise the debt ceiling, while Republicans have passed a bill increasing the limit alongside spending cuts.
And House Majority Leader Steve Scalise accusing the president of trying to manufacture a crisis over the debt ceiling issue.
Scare the American people more, scare financial markets more. The president wants people's 401ks to be at risk so that he can then just get whatever he wants in terms of a clean debt ceiling. That's not going to happen this time.
The Louisiana Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. As Brownsville, Texas, police investigate whether an SUV driver responsible for a deadly crash acted intentionally, a vigil has been held for the victim.
Reverend Carlos Navarro, pastor of Iglesia Bautista in West Brownsville, says the community is finding it hard to come to grips with what happened.
They're in shock.
Sunday morning, the driver of an SUV killed 8 people when he slammed into a group waiting at a bus stop.
That's correspondent Donna Warder. With Title 42 asylum restrictions set to expire on Thursday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it's clear President Biden opposes effective border security laws. Abbott notes that the White House has said the president would veto a GOP bill to restrict asylum, build more border wall, among other measures. Watching Wall Street, stocks trading in the red this morning. The Dow is down 24 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index off 52, and the S&P is down 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
A teen boy on a school field trip is missing in a vast network of caves amid widespread flooding in New Zealand's Auckland region.
Specialists
search and rescue teams have called off their efforts to find the boy missing in the Abbey Caves in New Zealand's Northland region. The local mayor said he was deeply concerned. The school has been criticised online for allowing the trip to go ahead, despite days of heavy rain. There were warnings that the limestone cave network was at risk from rapidly rising floodwaters. The severe weather has prompted the authorities in New Zealand's biggest city, Auckland, to declare a state of emergency.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. Japan, the U.S., and South Korea negotiating an agreement on sharing real-time data on North Korean missile launches amid growing nuclear and missile threats from Pyongyang. News and analysis, townhall.com. Trouble brewing among the ranks of organized labor in Mexico.
Workers at a Goodyear tire plant in the north-central state of San Luis Potosi voted to throw out an old guard union that was accused of stealing a ballot box at a failed union election last month. The skullduggery at the plant illustrates the uphill battle that Mexican workers face in unseating old guard unions that once kept wages low and enjoyed government protection. Employees voted 727 to 140 against renewing the labor contract, which opens the way for a new union organizing drive at the plant. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Former President Trump participates in a town hall-style forum on CNN tomorrow. Cable network, Mr. Trump is frequently referred to as a leading purveyor of fake news. CNN says this is part of a long-standing network tradition of hosting candidate forums. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 9th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Sue's at the helm.
Good morning.
Okay, our homeless person left. So either the police came by or they just got up. But they did manage to leave socks and
garbage.
Yep. Anyway.
The joys of working downtown.
Our last guest, the reason that she moved, one of the big reasons she moved from Redding down to Anderson was the homeless problem. That she was having problems up there by Chunky Cheese, where that area is. She's having a lot of problems up there, so she just said, I'm not going to fight this anymore. So she went down to Anderson. So, you know, It has an impact on business, that's for sure. Hey, what's the weather look like this week?
Well, today, decreasing clouds and a high of 73 and a low of 48, then sunny and beautiful for the rest of the week. Tomorrow's high, 73 and a low of 52, 81 for Thursday, 91 for Friday, and for the weekend, sunny and hot with a high of 96 for Saturday, 91 for Sunday, with lows dropping in the 50s through Friday, and then Friday night and Saturday night, lows dropping down in the 60s. It's currently partly cloudy. For whatever reason, Redding Municipal Airport is saying it's clear, but it's partly cloudy and 48. Now, if you are hitting the roads, lots of construction, just be aware. If you're traveling on Interstate 5, you could run into the delays. That's delays between Redding and the Oregon border. Construction on 299 towards the coast. Also, if you're traveling towards Palisadro, expect delays on 44. And in and around Redding, lots of road work. Now, Carl, back to you.
Thank you. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got a number of special plans for people to make sure that they're water's hot and their houses are warm. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And that down in 44, what Sue is talking about, they're repairing the bridge there over Cow Creek. And so one lane is open. So they've got traffic control where if you're going east, you get stopped for a while, and if you're coming west, you get stopped for a while. I've never been held up there very long, but you can't get on to 44 from Deschutes Road. If you take the exit, you've got to go around the whole thing. So just to let you know what that, and that's going to be there for a while. Because after they fix one lane, they're going to have to fix the other lane. Hey, I'm here with Casey Vatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Usually I'm surrounded by doctors and all types of things in here. So, but you're here.
I am.
On your own.
On my own, yes. That is correct.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know what? We're doing good. I'm using this time at the station to recover from the vacation. Nobody comes back from a vacation ready.
Where'd you go?
We went down to Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay.
Well, we went to Aptos, which is right next to Santa Cruz. Uh-huh. People have heard of Santa Cruz. They haven't heard of Aptos. And, the,
sounds like a breath mint.
It's on the beach there, but the storms have just damaged the beaches. So there. I mean, you could still use the beach. I mean, they had great long walks on the beach and, it's you know, being right there. But many of their houses down there were destroyed.
Was that one of the big piers was destroyed as well?
Capitola Pier.
Yeah.
Pier was had a like about a 30-foot section just gone.
Yeah, a lot of piers took on the chin.
Yeah,
there,
wow. And the it changed the bottom of the ocean right there, you know, with the with all the damage, so that the when the high tide comes in, I mean when those waves are coming in, it sounds like a demolition derby out there.
Yeah.
So, but and the I mean, the water went through these places. I mean, they're digging out a ton of sand, tons of sand out of these places, out of the houses. Yeah. It's so you think, it's really great to have a house on the beach until you get the weather.
Well, there's the old, you know, having a house on the beach or a house on a cliff, you know, eventually.
Oh, well, that was up there, too. You see these houses that are built on the cliff, and the ground under it's eroding, and you're looking at, I mean, they're right on the edge, and they're trying to replace this, and you're just thinking, you know, if you had one more bad storm this year, that house is gone. I mean, it's just going to be gone. It's just going to fall. So anyway, we don't have that problem here in Redding. We, as far as, I don't think we do, falling houses falling off cliffs.
Or piers crashing.
Or piers being. We've had, the water goes up over the bridge sometimes. Oh. Not the big bridges, but smaller bridges. Yes. Okay.
All right.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, why don't we talk about today? Next month we're going to be coming in. We're having some new equipment delivered to help us with, round out our lung surgery program for lung cancer.
Uh-huh.
First in the North State to be using this technology, but we're gonna since next month is Lung Cancer Month, we'll get all of the stakeholders in here and have a conversation from beginning to end. But today, let's talk about transparency.
Transparency.
Okay. So,
basically,
the federal government said all of you hospitals, you know, with these No surprise billing acts that have come out, and a lot of the hospitals, in fact, most of the hospitals should or already have put what their prices are for procedures out on the internet. So
under their hospital,
mm-hmm.
like you go
under
to
the hospital's website.
Yeah, like, so go to Shasta Regional, and you'll say, "Is it, what's it say? Prices?"
Well, yeah, it just shows you. It's just a file you can download. You can look at. If you have a Blue Shield product, you can look at what your Blue Shield contract rate is going to be. You can figure out how much of that is going to go towards your deductible. And so we can have a bit of a conversation about the differences in pricing between here and the hospital on the Hill. And then we can also kind of talk about what that means for you. When you look at Blue Shield, we'll be using Blue Shield of Blue Cross today. You know, the county is self-funded with Blue Shield. The city, and a mixture of Blue Shield, too, depends which union. But then also the city is Blue Shield, and a lot of the employers up here are, you know, funded through Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and a lot of them are self-funded. So these dollars are dollars for dollar that is, you know, basically costing some of these businesses. And so that's what we can kind of talk about. I can give you some examples. And
okay, well, look, let's take a break.
Yeah.
And we come back because I have in front of me, it's a comparison by facility on how much things cost here. And the reason that's important is this is how much your Anthem, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield, but then are you on the hook for part of this?
Well,
not you, but I mean the patient.
Yeah, see, that's the patient. So look, when you look at one ER visit at Mercy, you could do three ER visits at Shasta before you eat up your deductible, if your deductible is that high.
I see.
That's the type of conversations we can have.
Okay. All right. Hey, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side loaders, front loaders. They've got it. They've got them small ones if you have small jobs, and they have large ones if you have large jobs. So much there. You do it all. They do it local. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. Be thinking about this because the weather's clearing. It's starting to get warm. Are you trying to clear your property? Getting ready for fire season. Give yourself some defensible space. Well, NorCal Tractor and Equipment can help you. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is 8:18 here on the 9th of May. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Are you thinking about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, whether it's a car, truck, or bicycle. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're being pushed in that direction. I think if I buy a pickup truck that's an EV, I'm also buying a gas generator to carry around with me so I can charge it when I run out of EV.
Well, you could just leave it in the back of the truck and keep driving. Plug it in.
Plug it in. Just let you keep running. I saw this one. It was a charging station, and it was being run by one of these huge generators. Behind it.
I saw the same thing. Yeah.
I'm here with Casey Fatch and the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I don't know. Hospitals are by law supposed to put out their cost.
That's right.
And it's one thing to put out your cost. But see, what can you compare it with?
Well,
you can compare it now with, if you take a look at it, you have compared the cost between you and,
Mercy Medical Center.
Mercy Medical Center, right.
And
let's talk about that because this hits on your, copays and your, deductible.
Well, you know, it affects the people that live here, and it also affects through many ways. First of all, let's just take a regular level one ER visit. You know, most of the time I'm hearing that no urgent cares are open after 5 p.m. in the city. I heard that on a call the other morning, on a shark call that we were having, and Dr. Reese pointed that out. And so that means if you're looking for an urgent care level of visit, which is an ER level one, you come to Shasta, it's going to cost you $321. Just for the emergency room visit, but you go to Mercy, it's going to be $1,297. And so you can see how easily that, you know, it's four times the rate. It might chew up your deductible a lot faster, but realistically, that's not great for your employer. But then on the other side, you could come to Shasta three or four times if you've got multiple visits through the same period and still not reach almost reach your deductible, depending what it is. And so you just get more care for the dollar. And that's certainly something that we'll go through some of the other ones. But that's what you want to – because once you hit your deductible, then it starts to cost your employer more. And, again, most people up here are self-funded, so it's dollar for dollar. It's like that with the county. It's like that with the city. You know, these are rates that Mercy has up here that are basically from the Bay Area. And this area doesn't have the property tax structure that can afford – this kind of expensive care.
Well, you're showing here for a code emergency level one with Anthem Blue Cross. At Mercy, it's $1,297. And with Shasta Regional, it's $321. That's almost $1,000 difference.
Yeah, it's 25% of the cost.
And then with Blue Shield, though, it's $415 at Mercy.
Right.
$187 at Shasta.
Yeah.
But that's still $227 difference.
That's right.
Well, just the difference between Blue Cross and Blue Shield is, my gosh, $800.
Yeah. And if any of them are listening right now, they're not going to be real happy either. But, but that's why this law came about, just because of all these behind the door deals. And at the end of the day, it's the consumer that loses. And in a lot of cases, the employer, because the employer is paying so much higher premiums when they really don't need to. So a lot of these examples, when you look at Medicare, we're all pretty much paid the same for Medicare. But in a lot of cases, the Mercy rates can be 400 to 600% of Medicare, and we're generally about 150% of Medicare. So it's a big difference on a lot of other. I mean, we have a couple of other examples to go through, and I can give you a copy of this if you dare to put it on your website.
Well,
I
can do this because this is
public information.
This is public information. Okay,
yeah.
A breast surgery.
Yeah, let me catch up with you there.
It's a breast surgery.
Yes.
The difference between – I'm going to look at a partial mastectomy with LN removal.
Yeah, with LN removal. So that's the 19302 CPT code?
Yeah, but right. I don't know what LN is.
That's okay. Nodules.
Nodules, okay. Yeah. The difference between Anthem Blue Cross at Mercy and Shasta Regional is $8,800.
Right.
And with Blue Shield, it's $13,000 difference.
Yeah. And so remember, if you have a share of cost with that, you know.
My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, it's difficult. It makes it hard to compete because it just, you know, it's hard to compete with wages when they're getting rates this high. And so, you know, you just have to be cognizant and be a sophisticated consumer when it comes to healthcare and make sure you're getting what you're getting the right rates and,
well, you guys, you guys are, you know, doing a lot with the heart. And, and looking at the different cost on, you know, on cardio stents, a difference in cost, between you all and Mercy is 23. How can that be?
Well, those are negotiated rates. And, you know, unfortunately, they've got a little, you know, larger system than we do. And a lot of their hospitals are trauma centers. And so they can say to the Blues, you know, look, if you're not contracted, your patients wind up in our hospital. It's going to cost you way more than, you know, having this contract.
Yeah, but.
So
you've got a contract with Anthem Blue Cross for a cardio stent for $9,900, almost $10,000.
Right.
At Mercy, it's $33,000 for the same thing.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, I had no idea. I had no idea that. For me, you know what? You know, everybody gets hit with this thing. Well, why does it cost $500 for an aspirin? I mean, I don't know if it costs $500 for an aspirin, but people say they see these charges.
Well, that, and again, you know, you have to charge everybody the same for any particular item, but it doesn't mean you're going to get reimbursed the same. So you have different contracts with different people,
right?
And different organizations. I think looking at let's see. You pointed out the hearts, but we could go down to something real common, like a lap Coley, removal of a gallbladder.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of times, you know, those can be elective procedures. You do it at Mercy, it's going to be $16,900. You do it at our place, it's going to be $11,600. That's a big difference when it comes to that particular surgery. And then 21 with Blue Shield and 77 for us.
Well, you know, I've known somebody who just had a gallbladder removed. Mm-hmm. And the removal of it.
Yep.
That just jumps.
It jumps out.
I'm just surprised. You know what I would tell people is that if you're wondering, you know, if you're for your insurance and all this, you know, what kind of impact that'll have on your deductible, and then on how much you're going to pay with it.
Well,
if your insurance only covers, you know,
That's right. Yeah, if you have a shared cost, you're going to pay a higher cost.
Jeez.
So
we're not talking about a little.
Talk about the heart surgery one. You brought that up earlier. Okay,
yep.
Mercy Medical Center. This is for Blue Cross commercial. It's going to be $146,460. That's for a 6-day length of stay. For us, it's $48,312, which is a difference of $98,148.
Almost $100,000 difference. Well,
it's kind of shocking.
Okay, so how can it be that much lower?
Well, we don't have the negotiating power on a regional basis like Blue Cross or like Dignity and Common Spirit do.
They've well, it seems then it would be you'd have to pay more than I mean, because they'll say no, we're just going to charge you this much, but then you can you're given the same. I mean, you've still got same surgeons, same the stuff, same you know, and you all are
we all have the same
rated, you're one of the top rated cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, so. Wow.
Yeah. 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 So it's, you know, and again, you know, again, this affects your tax dollars because both the city, both and the county are both, you know, self-funded, one through Blue Shield, one through Blue Cross. And these are dollar deductions out of, you know, out of their benefit program that the city and the county have to cover. So, you know, that's a big expense.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, no question.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. It was a pretty shocking to me when we put this together as well. Just the rate for an inpatient day, just to stay in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Mercy's rate, $9,771. Our rate is $68,443, and that's $3,000 a day difference.
And
Blue Shield is...
Blue Shield, it's even higher.
Yeah, it's a $5,494 difference, and that's $12,383 and $6,889.
So that's if you've been admitted into the hospital.
Yeah, if you're admitted into the hospital for some type of a surgery and you have to stay there for multiple days and it's not a case rate, then you'll be paying that day.
So when Linda went in the hospital for 4 days,
uh-huh.
So she did, was it the IP day per diem?
Inpatient per day, unless...
Because she was getting...
Was it Champus or what is it?
Oh, no, TRICARE.
TRICARE, yeah, I think TRICARE is the DRG, but... That's a different.
You're just talking. Yeah, that's a totally different one. Yeah. That's related to military service and all that.
Correct.
And I had no idea how much we were charged. You know, because the only thing I wanted was her to get out. And so you know what people are saying. Well, my insurance covers this, but it doesn't.
Well, it depends. So say if you buy a Blue Cross, you know, because we all have to have insurance, right? And say if you're self-employed and you have to, you got to have insurance for you and your family. So you buy a Blue Cross exchange plan, and you could have a $10,000 annual deductible, right?
Uh huh.
So you know you're going to be, you go to Mercy one time and or ours three times, and so you're going to get much more care for your dollar than you're going to get by just going once and then you know chewing up that deductible in one visit.
Yeah, I guess.
Now some people. Like that. Some people don't. The employers certainly don't like it. The employers want you to use your deductible up before it comes out of their pocket. But at the end of the day, it's just kind of makes it a little more complicated when we're looking at rates with these kind of differences.
Do you have this on something you could send by email?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever those things are called.
Attachments.
An attachment. You got an
We can send an attachment.
I mean, wow, is that just like virtual reality?
There you go.
All right, time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice for 14 years, 15 years, going on 16 years. I like it down there. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so I give them a call. Tim or Logan say, hey, I'd like to come in on Tuesday. Okay, what time? And we can work out the times there. And so give them a call at 530-244-9478, and you're going into Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. Man's Last Stronghold. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
I'm Luke, I'm a need, I'm a diet, I'm a need, I'm a dime, I'm a need, I'm a diet, I'm a need, I'm a dime, I'm a need, I'm a diet, I'm a need, I'm a diet, I'm a need, I'm a diet. I'm Luke, I'm a need, I'm a diet, I'm a need, I'm a diet.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age, residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Business.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
You are hitting it out of the park today, Sue. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 9th of May, 8:35 in the morning. For all you, you'd have to be at work at 9. You can listen to us on, in your cars at 1460 AM or 96.5 FM. Go to work and get in front of your computer and put your earphones on, and you can listen to us there, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, what a good lady she is. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, business owners, veterans, seniors, everybody. With the craziness in our economic system, is your 401k, does your retirement plan, you know, are they doing what they're supposed to? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Set up an appointment for a free review and evaluation. What about your homeowner's insurance, your house, you know, on fires and all this? Free review. Let's say it again, free review and evaluation. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. We have insurance with Judy. Very happy. Okay, I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're talking, we're comparing prices. And with the other hospital in town, the other hospital in town charges more. Or their insurance companies charge more.
Contract with them.
Contracts or more.
That's right.
Let's go to the phones. Randall, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I want to congratulate Casey on bringing this issue forward. We've known it for years, but everybody's been afraid to take it out there that the charges are indeed twice as high. I had open heart surgery recently, and mine was half of what it would have been over at Mercy. Mercy's a good hospital. I'm not saying anything about that. But
oh, no, it's got nothing to do with the quality. No.
Well, that's another issue. If
people, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, you know what?
You can subjectively grade them, or you can go on and look at how Medicare grades hospitals on different things, and they're the same test for both hospitals. So people can start comparing those things, too. And the key thing is the city and the county and school districts need to start taking a look at this within their budgets and start negotiating a little bit different. That's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing is that next week, Casey will have achieved 5 years as the CEO there, and that will establish the new record.
Well, actually, it was yesterday, sir.
Yesterday?
Well, actually, it was
May 8th. Right.
What? I thought it was May 15th. No, I just wanted to get. I wanted to get out of there. I guess.
So, yeah. No, wait a minute. You were heading to Nepal or Tibet.
I went to Tibet, and I told him I wasn't going to stay. And Casey came in, an excellent candidate, and then I gave him one day orientation and left town. Yeah. And he knows how difficult of a job that is and what it means to make it 5 years.
Yeah,
and
that's a tough one.
Well done.
We need to congratulate Casey.
Thank you.
Well, of course, Randall, you're the one that, set the bar. And then when the bar got hammered, they brought you back again until they found Casey. 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years as a CEO at any hospital is a long time.
Yeah, Randall likes to constantly remind me of that.
As you've heard me say, and I'll say it again, it's like being eaten to death by duck. It's not particularly painful, but it's really noisy.
Yeah.
So,
and a long process.
Getting eaten by ducks.
I mean, you're judging. But I'll just go on with the surgery, but I just want to congratulate you.
Thanks, pal.
Let's just talk about this. Yeah. Randall was on the show one day with doctors in here,
right.
And you were talking about chest pains, and your doctor says, come on down after the show, and you had open heart surgery.
Yeah, went down 2 days later. I was in there getting a valve replaced and bypass surgery.
Well, so we can say that your life was saved right here in the studio.
Absolutely, and well done. It was really well done. I was out 3 days. It was. Then I'm back on my own.
Well, wait a minute.
Hopefully I can keep it that way.
You saved $98,000
by having open heart surgery.
Done there.
Yeah, you saved 98 grand.
Yeah, and I was a standard stay. So I readmitted a week later with atrial fib, which is not uncommon and not necessarily related. But the surgery, everything, that was like $60,000, and I had. You can look and see it would have been 100 plus.
146,000. Over at Mercy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Randall.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Always a pleasure.
He was in here saying, gosh, I'm walking up the hill, and his doctor's looking at him, and he goes, and is it constant? Yeah. And then, come on down to the office.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm watching this, and your chest is hurting.
Yeah, though, it happens to a lot of people that are in the industry. We know the signs and symptoms, but you just think it's never you, It's always somebody else. And
under your gold red, one of your guest speakers, and she was in here too, was a nurse that worked there and ignored the signals because she's a woman.
Yeah.
And Lynn Ann takes her by the hand and walks her to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Triple bypass.
Yeah.
Don't ignore that, my friends. If you know what, it's worth a trip to the hospital or your doctor. If you're having chest pains and shortness of breath and things like this, just don't ignore it. It's not indigestion if it lasts.
Yeah, and it is important too to remember. And this is what I heard on a region-wide call this morning Wednesday morning last week, that there are none of the urgent cares are open after 5, and that takes the urgent out of care in my mind. So that's what the ERs are here for. So don't hesitate. If you need to be seen, you need to be seen. And if it's something serious, don't wait. Please don't wait till the next morning. Just get in.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing replacing your existing sod? Boggs Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Boggs Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at boggslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Boggs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men. My
welcome back, Free Fire Radio here in the studio. Gosh, Sue, you are so good today. My gosh, you've hit almost every one of them.
Loving it.
You know, what was it, his 90th birthday? Willie Nelson's 90th birthday.
Yeah.
Who says that marijuana can't preserve you? Just kidding. 8:46 in the morning here, and I'm with Casey Fatch of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're just doing comparisons of costs between Dignity and Shasta Regional, and in some cases, it's $100,000, my friends.
Yeah.
$100,000 difference that you pay more at Dignity than you do at Shasta Regional due to agreements they've made with the different companies. And we're talking Blue Cross and Blue Shield here. And it's amazing, the differences.
Yeah, it
here.
Is.
I mean, I'm just totally, I'm blown away by it. Because yeah. People, when you're in trouble, you don't think about it. But if you've got a choice there to go to the emergency room, you can go to the emergency room at Shasta Regional three more times.
Yeah,
for the same cost.
If
you have to,
you know, when you're in trouble is generally not the time to make good, you know, consumer decisions. You just want to get well. But let's talk about the times that you're not in trouble and you're going in for elective stuff. Say like Laparoscopic inguinal hernia repair. Okay, so that's a relatively elective.
No,
procedure.
I know people. I know
we
people
do a lot of those outpatient. Yeah. And so you look at Mercy pays Blue Cross is paid by Blue Cross for $13,900, and we're $5,100. And then Mercy is paid $13,323 by Blue Shield, and we're paid $7,700. So again, you know, you're looking at a difference in one here. The first case is $8,800, and then $5,500 is the second case. So those are very common procedures, and a lot of those dollars drive your costs, whether it's you're out of your pocket directly or your employer's pocket directly.
Jeez.
Could be potentially not enough left over for raises for employees, like county employees and city employees paying these much higher benefits than ordinarily that they would if they were using Shasta. You know, it might be a little left over for raises for employees. I mean, that's just what we're and expand other services and on and on. So,
well, y'all have been constantly expanding services.
Yes.
Over there at Shasta Regional. Yeah. The number of different, like the TAVR valve replacement,
yeah,
the Da Vinci Xi robotic system, that one, and I can never remember the name, but I tell people about it, and they're just amazed. Mm-hmm. Where if you've got congestive heart failure, you've been diagnosed right with that, there is almost like a little pillow you lay on, and it reads.
That reads your pulmonary artery pressure, yeah, and feeds it directly to your doctor's office.
And then they can adjust your medicine from right
and
there.
And it's happened multiple times and prevented significant amount of admissions,
yeah,
to the hospital.
Because if you didn't know there was something going on, you end up in the emergency
room.
Well,
you don't, because what happens is the conditions leading up to an admission to the hospital for CHF, for congestive heart failure, can manifest and start 5 days earlier. And you're asymptomatic. And again, by the time you're symptomatic, you're going to the hospital. So this allows your doctor to catch that rise in your PA pressure. And I have an example of one patient's pressure was 20, and then the next day it was 40. The doctor saw it on the monitor, called, had the patient intervene with the patient. Pressure's back down. Life goes on. Just that simple. And it prevents 54% of readmissions in the hospital. And CHF is one of the most common readmission reasons.
You know, I was reading in the Epic Times. It just arrived on my doorstep. They're starting to pay. I'm changing the subject totally.
That's okay.
They're starting to have payouts compensating people injured by COVID-19 vaccines.
Hmm.
Have you heard about that?
I have not. I'm sure I could come up with something.
I was just wondering because we have questions about,
sure,
normally healthy people all of a sudden having reactions to this.
Yeah.
Do y'all see that?
Very, very, very rarely, but it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
but that's like any other vaccine medication. You know, I mean, you listen to these pharmaceutical commercials on TV, they spend 5 seconds talking about how great the drug is, and then the next 25 telling you all the side effects that you should watch out for.
Yeah, projectile vomiting, diarrhea,
yeah,
daily diarrhea. I mean, it just goes on and on.
No,
and
well,
on.
My favorite was, it's the Ambien commercial that says, make sure you know how Ambien affects you before you take, it could cause drowsiness. It's like, well, that's what I was going for. I mean,
that's what Ambien's for, right?
I suppose, but they just, some of these things, I wouldn't take that medication when you hear that list of stuff. It's like, holy mackerel.
The amount of things that y'all are doing over there, the different things you're bringing in, the whole reasoning behind it was to keep people having to travel down to Davis.
That's right. Oh, well, not so much anywhere down there.
Anywhere. In Sacramento.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff has come up about that subject matter, because it's a phenomenon that I've never really ran into before. But you know, it's not that people didn't want to go down there. It's just sometimes they don't have the means to get down there, and so that's the big benefit of bringing these technologies back up here, so everybody has access to it, not just people with means. So it's worked out real well.
When I first got back, it's a while ago now, of course, they were sending cancer patients down from the VA in a van that would travel 3 hours, get chemo, and then have to travel back 3 hours back yeah. here because we didn't have that. But now that the VA is letting people go to local doctors sure. for it, even though they're trying to pull back from that because they want people to go to the VA. Well, you can go to the VA, but they don't have all those kind of no. things. But you've got arrangements with the VA.
Yeah, you know, we do. Actually, we are going to have our residents also be rotating through the VA clinics, the VA clinic up here as well. And that's real exciting because the more we can get these residents exposed to what's in Reading as far as options for employment, you know, you're talking 100,000 square foot beautiful facility down there. I think it's that big, but
it is.
Yeah, and then you know, and hey, this is a place I could work. This is a place that you know, I could get my student loans forgiven. It's not a bad salary. The working conditions are excellent, and so those are real opportunities for us to keep some of these kids in the area
because they don't work after five.
That's right.
I mean, at the VA. I mean,
they
at
don't.
The VA.
No, they
I mean,
don't.
They shut down at 5.
Yeah, they shut down.
So, I mean, but then.
But it's a great opportunity for the residents.
To work through all of those things.
And get exposed to, you know, because, you know, military veterans and their families have sometimes different issues than you would find in the other populations.
Yeah, if I hear one more time about Camp Lejeune's water, I'm.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you were stationed at Camp Lejeune between 1955 and 1983
yeah,
for 30
right.
days or
yeah,
more,
right.
You may have problems with your physical condition because of that. If you've not heard that, somehow not heard that before. And if you did, you might want to check it out with the VA because there's all types of treatments they're starting now to help families. That were afflicted by this. It was bad water. It was contaminated water that nobody knew about somehow for 30 years. Anyway. So where are you going, Michelle? I mean, you're constantly moving forward. Where are you going next?
We are. We're putting a lot of work into getting the residency program up and running. And we are still recruiting heavily. We hope to make an offer to a psychiatrist today. We're looking at endocrinology 2024 graduate coming up here for the summer to visit, and we really need endocrinology in this city.
Do we even have one?
There's two. One I think is getting ready to retire, and there's a second one. But you know, she asked me if she was going to be. Would she be able to get patients? Would she be busy? And I says, first of all, I could keep you busy with just my employees. And then second of all, well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of type 2 diabetes. There's a lot of other things that endocrinologists treat, too, though. Okay, they treat thyroid disease, adrenal. There's all sorts of different areas of their practice that just don't focus on diabetes, and that's really lacking up here. So really excited to
well, you know what? I just saw something in the news the other day that Metformin, which is for people with type 2 diabetes, that it has side effects that are just unbelievable. And I don't mean bad side effects. They're saying it could, it literally can make you healthier by the way it works with the cells, that it can slow down Alzheimer's. I mean, this was a big article, and I just saw the second article today. I haven't read that yet. But that's really interesting. Here's a drug that's been around a long time that's helped people. Now they're finding it's got beneficial attributes for other
things,
too.
There's a few drugs out there that have gone through their initial clinical trials, been used for years, and then we found out that they have anti-inflammatory response, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is something that is very helpful for the human body. So, everything's still being studied. We just don't turn the drug loose and not watch it. Everything's still pretty well monitored in this country. So,
Most of it.
Right. Yeah.
I remember getting the anthrax shots. Yeah. Back in during Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and my shots were marked A and B. They didn't say anything about anthrax.
Was that the first round, or I thought it was the second round? They were with when Bush was president, or why they both were Bush presidents.
Well, Desert,
they were mailing
no, we
it
were,
to.
No, I know I got the anthrax shots,
okay.
And because then when I went back again, they were giving anthrax boosters, and they said, "Oh no, you already had your booster too," and I had no idea that I had. Huh. You know, I was in the military. You know, you got ready to play,
right.
They popped you with, you know, they popped you with vaccines. So
yep.
Okay,
gotcha.
Well, Casey, thanks so much for coming by today.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
This was very illuminating. That
yeah,
you know, Shasta Region was where we go if we have an emergency, and of course with Linda and all that, and I can't say enough about them. So, but just the cost,
yeah,
and the amount of money the county or city could save.
Yeah, you know, and just the message is there's no reason you know you can't be passive in this relationship. Okay, you know, the numbers are out there now. You have nobody else to blame. You should go out, take a look at this for yourself. Make a choice, what's right for you economically, what's right for you from a quality standpoint, and then and become a sophisticated healthcare consumer and have those conversations with your physicians, because it's not the first time they've heard it.
Okay. Now, tomorrow is Chamber of Commerce and Cornerstone Community Bank is going to be joining us. You know, are you going to be rodeoing this year?
I am going to be in Cleveland. So. Sorry.
I know you're sponsoring.
Yeah, you know, but I wouldn't miss my daughter-in-law graduate from the Cleveland Clinic for anything. So
Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah, with a PhD in some crazy molecular breast cancer research stuff that only her and my wife can talk about. I'm out. It's just pretty complicated stuff, but it's very exciting.
I guess so. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Casey, and have a good trip then next week. I can't even figure out what you're talking about.
No, okay. I was winging it. Okay.
You were winging it there. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be 73 today. It's going to start clearing up, hopefully. And we're starting to see it now, the sun coming through. And God bless America.
Stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.